dedicated to the one I love.
This is dedicated
to the one I love.
This is dedicated to the one I love.
This is dedicated
to the one I love. Hello, Americans. This is Paul Harvey. Stand by for news.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Steve Kathan. It's a key day in Congress after the top Senate Democrat Chuck Schumer said he would reluctantly back a Republican spending bill to stave off a government shutdown. CBS's Caitlin Huey Burns on Capitol Hill.
The big question heading into today's vote is whether and how many Democrats will follow along with it. Fetterman has already been on board. That means they'll need six more to go through with this. And by Schumer making this announcement, he was really offering political cover for other Democrats to follow suit. And so we'll wait and see later on this afternoon if they do, in fact, do exactly that.
The Education Department says more than 50 universities are being investigated for alleged racial discrimination as part of the Trump effort to end diversity and equity programs. An earlier memo said schools could lose federal money over race-based preferences in admissions and scholarships. Overseas, word that Hamas is poised to release an Israeli-American. The last living American is believed to hold.
Hamas did not specify when the release of Israeli soldier Idan Alexander, who was 19 when he was taken hostage, and the bodies of four other dual citizens who died in captivity would occur. The U.S. Special Envoy to the Middle East, Steve Witkoff, has been working on a plan to extend the ceasefire with Hamas. The deal would also see a limited number of Israeli hostages freed in exchange for Palestinian prisoners.
Reporter Linda Gradstein in Jerusalem. Scary moments at Denver's airport as an American Airlines jet caught fire on the ground with 178 people on board after engine problems caused an emergency landing.
The minute we landed, it was like smoke started filling the cabin and people started kind of screaming and pushing and jumping up and yelling.
12 people suffered minor injuries. SpaceX tries again today for the second time this week to launch a four-member crew to the space station. Space consultant Bill Harwood says that would bring two astronauts who got an extended stay in space a step closer to coming home.
They have to show Crew 10, these freshly arriving crew members, the ins and outs of space station operation. They're going to spend 2 days doing that before they get in their own Crew Dragon and return to Earth.
Well, Gene Hackman's estate is trying to block the public release of his autopsy report, as we hear from CBS's Michael Wallace.
The estate is especially worried about photographs of the bodies of the Oscar winner and his wife, Betsy Arakawa. When maintenance workers found the couple dead in their Santa Fe home last month, their bodies were partially mummified. Arakawa died of hantavirus pulmonary syndrome, which is spread by rodents. Hackman died a week later of heart disease with complications from severe Alzheimer's.
The Dow is up 600 points. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. The counties of Racine and Kenosha saw different housing market trends last month. Racine County saw an almost 12% decline in home sales compared to February 2024. Kenosha County, in the same time frame, saw a 25% increase. The numbers are according to the Greater Milwaukee Association of Realtors. Authorities are still searching for 37-year-old Megan Boss, missing from Antioch since mid-February. Boss is described as 5'4", with dark brown hair and distinctive tattoos. There's an image of her on the Antioch Police website. She may be in Kenosha, Racine, or Milwaukee. Gary Sewer, the legendary Racine broadcaster who passed away in 2020, will be inducted into another Hall of Fame. The Wisconsin Broadcasters Association are giving him a Legends Award. His 36-year career at WRJN included broadcasting over 2,100 games and earned him multiple honors. Racine and Kenosha are both hosting St. Patrick's Day parades tomorrow, with Racine holding its 17th annual event and Kenosha launching its inaugural parade. Racine's parade starts at noon from State and Main, while Kenosha's starts at 11 from 50th Street and 7th Avenue. The National Weather Service has an elevated fire risk warning for the area today. It's due to dry ground, gusty winds, and low humidity. People are being told to use caution or postpone outdoor burning. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Badgers advance in the Big Ten. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Badgers build an early lead, beat Northwestern 70-63 at the Big Ten tournament in Indianapolis. Head coach Greg Gard on how they responded to the Wildcats' physical style of play.
I thought early we didn't handle their physicality well. Once we got that figured out, we were able to get downhill and get at the rim, and things started to become a little better for us offensively.
Wisconsin faces UCLA today. We'll have a recap after the game. Marquette with a win over Xavier, 89-87 in the Big East. The Golden Eagles coming back from a 14-point deficit tonight, a tough matchup against the number one seed St. John's. NBA, Bucks with a win at home over the Lakers, 126-106. Doc Rivers says players like Kyle Kuzma too cautious at times.
You track people when they first join a team, they look great at first, and then they get caught in that, you know, like hesitant zone. We have 20 plus assists tonight, so we'll take that every night.
With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
And windy today, with gusts approaching 30 miles per hour and high temperatures reaching the mid-60s. And with spring-like conditions, bring spring storms. Those move in late tonight. They could be strong to severe with hail and high winds. Then tomorrow, occasional light rain. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now,
thank you, Sean. Appreciate it. The rest of the story with Paul Harvey coming up in just a couple of seconds. Sponsored by the Racine Disc Center, online at racinedisccenter.com, or visit the clinic on Rapids Drive, just east of Gulf Avenue, Racine.
If pain is stopping you from doing what you love, Racine Disc Center is here to help. They offer revolutionary therapies you won't find at other providers, including a genuine disc decompression table, a class 4 robotic laser, and more. Dr. Tostrup has amazing success with people who have lived with pain for years and tried almost everything, including chiropractic care for sciatica, severe back, neck, and knee pain, migraines, auto injuries, and more. Visit RacineDiscCenter.com, where you go when you thought there was no hope.
Now, the rest of the story. He was a priest and he wanted to die. He had been the son of a wealthy French silk manufacturer, but he had chosen to become a Catholic friar among the beggars of Paris. Then came World War II and years of fighting with the underground resistance, which left him physically sick and spiritually drained. He was supposed to be a spiritual example for others. And yet, the empty victory and the endless anguish of the Paris slum left him without faith or hope or even a reason for living. And now police had routinely summoned him to one more dingy hotel, to the bedside of one more derelict who had tried to kill himself. And on the stained and stinking bed, the old man retched, anguished eyes, pleaded for pity. But the priest had none left. "How dare you," the priest demanded, "how dare you expect me to help you when my own desperation is more than I can bear?" Suddenly in the faded eyes of the old beggar, a flicker of interest. "Father," he said, "you need help?" Suddenly the old derelict had put aside his own torment. "Father, what? How? Let me help." And now the priest was dumbstruck. Here was this wretched shipwreck of a man, too feeble to fight for his own life, nonetheless from somewhere finding strength to reach out to someone who might be worse off, poorer, sicker, more miserable. Now that priest was Father Abbe Pierre, and he was never, ever to forget that night in 1945 when he rediscovered the motivation for his own earthly mission, the need to be needed. And that night was the beginning of a new commitment. And from that encounter, the frail bearded Abbe Pierre began to bring together a legion of beggars and outcasts, the most distressed of the slums of Paris, into what he began to call the Disciples of Emmaus, a society of beggars. Amidst the refuse, rags, and garbage of Paris, they scrounged anything usable or saleable to help the poorer poor. And from that beginning has evolved a worldwide ministry of needy people helping needier people, serving first those who suffer most. Today, the Friends of Emmaus number hundreds of groups in 27 countries, including the Third World and the Forgotten Fourth World, including work camps for young people in 9 countries, including a Harlem brothel converted into a home for homeless, No rich man's charity this. No government-subsidized giveaway this. These are ragpickers, the soiled and the unlovely, and the sometimes despised, the halt and the lame in Rwanda, ex-convicts in Rio, elderly in Chile, orphans in Korea, lepers in India. Indeed, in Carville, Louisiana, there's a ward for lepers built by beggars. Abbe Pierre has learned never to say, let me help you. What he says instead is, you are needed to help somebody more destitute, more desperate. Because one night in 1945, a would-be suicide in a Paris slum revived himself that he might rescue others. An anguished priest was inspired to reteach that lesson around the world. If our planet is yet imperfect and frequently ugly and sometimes cruel, it is surely less so than it might have been were it not for a nameless, faceless nobody who shamed a priest and changed the world. And that is the rest of the story.
There's one of those stories only Paul Harvey can tell. Paul Harvey, rest of the story, is here twice daily, Monday through Friday. First at 7:25 with Don Rosen in the morning, and then again at 12:05. And only on WRJN.
I'm trying to make some good. Radio Park to Ives Groves. Local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Stop it!
started there myself. Jan and Dean doing that. I'm Dan Marcus. This is the Dan Marcus Wax Museum. Big deals available 24/7 online. You can go shopping any time of the day or night you want to for local food, service, merchandise, and get some really nice bargains too. 50% off and more on some items. Check the big deals section of our website. Go to WRJN.com and at the top click on big deals and you're in.
Get your golf game in top shape this winter with two unforgettable tournament qualifiers from X-Golf Kenosha and the Wisconsin State Golf Association. Pair up for a shot at the Wisconsin Net Partners Championship at the Wild Rock Golf Club in the Dells September 16th. Or aim for a spot in the Wisconsin State Scramble Series Championship at Wild Rock September 17th. Visit X-Golf Kenosha for details, then register at WSGA.org. Both events run through March 23rd. Make this winter a hole-in-one with X-Golf Kenosha.
Consider volunteering for the Senior Companion Program in Racine for all the right reasons.
I'm Bev Landerman. I'm from Racine. I have 93 years tucked away behind me. I'm soon to be 94.
I'm Nancy Johnson, and I'm from Racine. I am a volunteer, and I was home alone a lot, and I thought, you know, there's got to be people out there that are alone and want some company.
Oh, I look forward to having Nancy come to my house. She has become like a daughter and a sister, a little bit of everything, a good friend. Because I have a history background, I had fun encouraging her to redevelop her history background.
She has me reading books that are probably 900 pages I never would have done.
Learn how you can volunteer. Call the Senior Companion Program at 262-898-1941.
When words aren't enough, say it with flowers from Sunnyside Florist of Kenosha. From breathtaking bouquets to elegant arrangements, they create floral designs for birthdays, anniversaries, weddings, and every special moment in between. Complete your gift with DeBrand truffles or a signature Carrie's candle with scents like Wisconsin Northwoods, Ocean Breeze, or Mom's Home. Sunnyside Florist of Kenosha. Enter the spacious parking lot from 75th Street just west of 30th Avenue. Open until 7 p.m. weeknights and 2 p.m. on Saturdays.
Opioid manufacturer Purdue Pharma's Political Action Committee donated to just one Wisconsin candidate in 2016. That candidate was extreme politician Judge Brad Schimmel. The company also gave money to a national Republican group whose PAC spent nearly $3 million on Schimmel's 2018 election. From the year 2000 to 2017, Wisconsin had over 7,500 opioid-related deaths. Democratic and Republican attorneys general from other states and 71 out of 72 counties filed lawsuits against Purdue Pharma. But Brad Schimmel refused to join them. Thousands of Wisconsinites died. Wisconsin people should always take priority over profits. Tell Judge Brad Schimmel to look out for Wisconsinites, not out-of-state drug companies. Call 262-548-7548. That's 262-548-7548. Paid for by Better Wisconsin Together Incorporated.
With local news and now timeless hits, WRJN is all you need to keep up to date on news from Racine, Wisconsin and around the world. With Stuart J. Waddles in the Radio Park Newsroom and the statewide resources of the Civic Media Network and CBS, our commitment to keeping you informed is as strong as ever. For 98 years, Racine's source for local news and news from around the world. WRJN.
Everybody in old Sailcloth was dancing to it.
somebody. Help. Not just anybody. Help. You know I need someone. Help. When I was young, was so much younger than today. Anybody's help in any way. Now these days are gone, days I'm gone. Not so self-assured. Now I find I've changed my mind and opened up the doors. Help me if you can, I'm feeling down. And I do appreciate you being right.
Yourself to some news headlines. Here's Stuart J. Waddles with an update in the WRJN Radio Park newsroom.
From the WRJN Radio Park newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Racine and Kenosha counties went in different directions last month when it comes to their housing markets. According to the Greater Milwaukee Association of Realtors, in Racine County, home sales fell by almost 12% compared to February of last year. Kenosha County saw a big increase in home sales, up almost 25%. Both counties are dealing with a shortage of homes for sale and rising prices, which the realtors say is a common problem in the area. There's plenty of green to go around tomorrow with competing Irish interests in both Racine and Kenosha. The neighboring cities are celebrating St. Patrick's Day with parades tomorrow. It's the 17th annual in Racine, stepping off at noon from State and Main. This is Kenosha's first foray into greenery with their inaugural St. Pat's Parade tomorrow. That starts at 11, beginning at 50th Street and 7th Avenue, and heading south on 6th. You can see the Racine Parade lineup at RacineCountyEye.com. Racine's iconic broadcaster Gary Sewer is getting more accolades. Sewer, who passed in 2020, dedicated his career to local sports and news in Racine. Yesterday, he was announced as a Wisconsin Broadcasters Association Hall of Famer. Sewer's 36-year tenure at WRJN included the broadcast of over 2,100 games and earned him multiple honors. The press box at Horlick Field bears his name. The WBA will recognize Sewer and other honorees at a summer conference. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
And windy today, with gusts approaching 30 miles per hour and high temperatures reaching the mid-60s. And with spring-like conditions, bring spring storms. Those move in late tonight. They could be strong to severe with hail and high winds. Then tomorrow, occasional light rain. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, 53 degrees.
After day, I'm more confused. Yet I look for the light through the pouring rain. You know that's a game that I hate to lose.
and I'm feeling the strain. Ain't it a shame? Oh, give me the beat, boys, and free my soul. I wanna get lost in your rock and roll and drift away. Oh, give me the beat, boys, and free my soul. I wanna get lost in your rock and roll and drift away. Beginning to think that I'm wasting time. I don't understand the things I do. The world outside looks so unkind. I'm counting on you to carry me through. Oh, give me the beat, boys, and free my soul. I wanna get lost in your rock and roll. You've given me. I want you to know I believe in your song, in rhythm and rhyme and harmony. You've helped me along, making me strong. Oh, give me the beat, boys, and free my soul. I wanna get lost in your rock and roll and drift away. Give me the beat, boys, and free my soul. I wanna get lost in your rock and roll and drift away.
Yeah. something happening here. But what it is ain't exactly clear. There's a man with a gun over there telling me I got to beware. I think it's time we stop. Children, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. Battle lines being drawn. Nobody's right if everybody's wrong. Young people speaking their minds are getting so much resistance from behind. Time we stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. Field day for the heat. A thousand people in the street singing songs and carrying signs. Mostly say hooray for our side. It's time we stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Your life, it will creep. It starts when you're always afraid. Step out of line, the man come and take you away. We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. We better stop now. What's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. We better stop.
Local news, timeless hits, WRJN. Important information from the Beach Boys. It's not nice to leave your best girl home on a Saturday night.
Round, round, get around. I get around.
Yeah, get around, round, round. I get around.
I gotta find a new place where the kids are hip. My buddies and me, you're getting real well known. Yeah, the bad guys know us and they leave us alone. I get around. Cause it's never been beat, and we've never missed yet with the girls we meet. None of the guys go steady, cause it wouldn't be right to leave your best girl home on a Saturday night. Get around.
Timeless Hits, WRJN. A reminder, Rick Johnson has got the countdown of Timeless Hits every Saturday morning. It's kind of interesting how he does it, though, because it's a capsule of some hits that, under some various theme, maybe it's the top songs from his birthday, or maybe it's the top songs from when school let out, or the top 10 this day. Whatever it is, he does it capsule style. Every Saturday morning, 8:30 to 9:30. That means tomorrow morning here on WRJN.
Today's WRJN Big Deal of the Day. Von Hassel Jewelers. Just in time for Easter and Mother's Day, give a priceless gift that shines as bright as your love. Whether it's a delicate necklace, a dazzling diamond ring, or a one-of-a-kind handcrafted treasure, Von Hassel Jewelers has something truly special for every occasion. Go to WRJN.com, click the Big Deals banner, and purchase $100 gift certificates for just $40. Today only at WRJN Big Deals.
Craving fresh, flavorful signature subs or chef salads? Lee's Deli has just what you need. You'll find them at Twins Food Mart on 16th and Packard, Elite Mini Market on Washington Avenue, Taylor Mart on Taylor Avenue, and now Cristiano Supermarket at 2054 Kearney Avenue. Or visit the shop on Washington Avenue and enjoy a hot sandwich that's fit for a king. Hot ham and cheese, Reuben, meatball sub, and more. Why settle for ordinary when you can have extraordinary? Lee's Deli, for over 50 years, serving Racine one meal at a time.
No more mold. No more damage. No more slipping and hurting. Make your ordinary bathroom extraordinary for only $99 per month. New shower, new door, new tub, new wall, new anti-slip technology. BCI Bath and Shower is made in America for the highest quality. First 50 callers save $1,500 on a never-clear glass treated door. BCI Bath and Shower. Interest-free financing options. 800-329-4115. 800-329-4115. 800-329-4115.
As a federally licensed broadcast company, this civic media station is required by FCC regulations to accept advertising by all qualified candidates for federal office. We also accept ads from state and local candidates. We do screen announcements from issue groups and PACs and exercise discretion in airing announcements with blatantly false claims or outrageous, unfounded statements. These announcements do not necessarily reflect the views of civic media, its hosts, or advertisers, and the source of all issue announcements can be found online at our FCC public file.
WRJN.
a Sunday afternoon.
News, timeless hits, WRJN. High school basketball, big game tomorrow. Who's going to state? Waterford or Racine Park? Hear the game at 1 o'clock here on WRJN.
For once in my life, I have someone who needs me. Someone I've needed so long. For once unafraid, I can go where life leads me. Somehow I know I'll be strong. Touch what my heart used to dream of long before I knew. Oh, someone warm like you would make my dream come true. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Once in my life, I won't let sorrow hurt me, not like it's hurt me before. For once, I have something I know won't deserve. I'm not alone anymore. Oh, once I can say, this is mine, you can't take it. Long as I know I have love, I can make it. For once in my life, I have someone who needs me. Hey, hey, yeah. Oh, dear,
and timeless hits, WRJN.
city pounding in my brain while another day goes down the drain.
With a morning kiss, soften my dreams with your sigh. Tell me you love me for a million years. Then if it don't work out, then if it don't work out, you can tell me goodbye. Go, I won't tell you no, just so that we can say we tried. Tell me you love me for a million years. Then if it don't work out, then if it don't work out, then you can tell me goodbye.
Welcome to Timeless Hits, WRJN, Racine, Kenosha. is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Steve Kathan. Just hours before a possible government shutdown, the Senate will vote today on a Republican spending bill, and the top Senate Democrat, Chuck Schumer, plans to reluctantly get on board.
The CR is a bad bill. But as bad as the CR is, I believe allowing Donald Trump to take even much more power via a government shutdown is a far worse option.
The Trump administration's threatening to permanently end federal funding to New York's Columbia University unless it gives up control of an international studies department and makes policy changes. Secretary of State Rubio says more visas will be revoked soon, targeting people who occupied buildings and, quote, hold universities hostage. Now to Canada.
I, Mark Carney, do solemnly and sincerely promise and swear.
Swearing in for the new Prime Minister, Mark Carney, Ontario's Premier, meantime, said today he had a productive meeting on tariffs with the Commerce Secretary. CBS's Torian Small is in Washington.
In an interview with Fox Business, Commerce Secretary Howard Lutnick signaled that the U.S. tariff schedule for next month could target cars beyond ones from Canada, Mexico, and the European Union.
We buy so many cars from Japan, from Korea, from Germany, right? I know we make cars in Canada and Mexico, but it's time to bring that back home.
Hamas says